Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Here a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, it's possible that you are listening to a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live, or you've sucked us into your ear holes as a podcast.
Yummy!
Either on Stitcher, on the iTunes, or the best place to go for everything, the wonderful place on the in the universe, crabdiving.com. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Taste us. Sample our show, right. Our wares.
Like a buffet. We have a fine buffet.
Fuck you, Roy Moore.
Of all kinds of stuff. All kinds of show here's, shows here. All kinds of show here's on the network.
Shows here's.
All kinds of shows here on the network. We got tonight. No, we don't tonight. We have we have the Hollywood Hick. We have the Daily Upper Decker Sportscast. We have the Cantilinguists,
which at 11 p.m.
Which are tonight, 11 p.m.
Pacific.
On crabdiving.com/live, which is our weed-tastic show.
Yeah, it's about medical marijuana and ganja.
And democracy. How our seditious, I don't know, what would you call it? It's a seditious podcast.
It's very seditious.
Or is it?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe right. If you agree with it, is it really seditious?
No, that's a good point.
Right?
It's not seditious.
To us, it's not seditious. To
right-wing, but to you, it might be.
Yeah, to right-wing nutjob dickwads.
To America.
Very well might be seditious. But the very funny Sean Donovan hosts Democracy How. Tomorrow, I think we're excited, right? I mean, we are excited. I think tomorrow we are... debuting,
yes,
right,
a show,
a brand new spanking diamond, not in the rough. This one's polished. We're the diamond in the rough on this fucking channel, but this is a diamond for your ear holes from Chicago,
right?
The 2 cents,
yes,
podcast, right?
With Greg Rothman and
Greg Rothman. So that'll be starting tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific, streaming out for you. That's 2, 3, 4 if you do the maths for the Eastern Type Coast. If you're in the middle somewhere, you know, I'm assuming you're adult enough to subtract or add one.
Don't assume that.
In the middle,
nobody's adult in the middle. We're all like little fat little toddlers wandering around at the old country buffet. Shoving pudding in
sticking their faces under the chocolate fountain. At the what's the name of that place?
I want another empanada. That's the Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. They just stick their face under like this.
In Florida and Pensacola, they give you a discount if you serve in the military.
Really?
For the chocolate fountain.
Well, that's nice. Do you have to pay extra for the chocolate fountain? I thought you just walk in and it's like a buffet.
Somebody doesn't just make a chocolate fountain to not make money.
Oh, but I thought it was...
That's a profit.
I thought
operation.
It was like a soup plantation where you pay a flat fee and you walk in there and everything is included. You have to pay extra
Some of it is the salad bar and some of it is off the menu. And then there is the chocolate fountain.
So soup plantation is the communist, socialist, capitalist.
Oddly enough, I don't know that soup plantation is in the South. It would kind of make sense if it would be, because
if you guys watching us don't know what soup plantation is, it's a
plantation.
Is it like old country buffet?
Slaves serve you soup.
A little bit. I mean, you just pay a flat fee. You go in and there's soup and there's pasta and there's pizza and it's tons of shit.
I think it's nicer than an old country buffet.
A little bit higher on the evolutionary scale.
Give us a call. 323-601-LIBS. Do you prefer soup plantation? Are you a big fat ass person that likes, the old country buffet?
323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. Wow, the new map function on the Periscope is pretty interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Twitter, @crabdiving, and there's a link to our Periscope. Oh, yeah. I just turned it on my fancy schmancy iPhone here, and there's 14 broadcasts right now live from Los Angeles, California.
Oh, just from L.A.
Of which we are one. Oh, wait, there's eight. I was looking at Southern California in general. When I zoom in, I find eight of them. So
interesting.
There you go. I'm trying to see if you're able to find us on this thing. Anyway, we're on Periscope. We're on all the social medias coming
Thanks
at you.
Thanks for paying attention to us.
Thanks for watching.
We know there's lots of other things you could be doing. I appreciate
we can
that
see
you're here.
What's going on? You know, we didn't do this yesterday. Did we ever get to the headlines yesterday? I'm not sure that we did.
No, we didn't.
I have a feeling we never got to the headlines. Here is Sarah Palin leading us into the headline.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, it is... That's me. It is June the 5th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
In the year of our Lord, 2015. What we like to do is we like to check the headlines. We are fair and balanced here, so we check a couple of different places. We go to, first, the commie pinko liberal.
Effete.
Huffington Post. Ariana Huffington. You know, there were some accusations recently from an ex-worker over at the HuffPo.
Yes.
Saying that Ariana spiked stories that were against her friends or against some of her, you know, like rich donors or some shit. Or, you know,
she elected not to run those in the HuffPo.
Any of her benefactors, they're alleging that she was killing some free press. Because it was friends of hers that was bad stories about.
Hey, I got to tell you something, man. I mean, you go to the trouble to put that website together. The very least you could do is not put up negative. You know, that's what you get, right? You don't have to put up negative stories about your friends or anything right. You don't want to run.
If you're going to make tens of millions of dollars, you get to decide what the news is. That's the problem.
Yeah.
There's only five or six damn.
But I mean, dude, what if, I don't know, what if this crab diving shit blows up and all of a sudden there's like, God. Whoa, that's right outside,
yeah,
guys.
The sirens are hitting everybody here in Los Angeles, California. That's a fire truck that just rolled by Crab Diving Studios here. We don't have the soundproofing yet. We haven't raked in the millions to throw up the soundproofing. And another one goes by outside.
You know what it is? There's that California Donuts. It's right down the street. It's very popular. It's that donut shop. Our little old donut shop, every time I've walked past lately, there's a line down the block. What the fuck is going on?
Suddenly popular. Like it. I wonder if they did a story about it in some magazine or something, or maybe people have been yelping it more and it's showing up, but there is a donut shop nearby. It's just a little hole in the wall. Kind of, literally, it's a window you go up to.
Yeah.
And they do have a couple of chairs there, right? Inside, like a booth, but it's like really...
No, it's sad.
Sad, yeah. So...
It's mainly a walk-up, take-it-away kind of deal.
Very popular. So the headline over at the HuffPo is Athens Defiant, with a picture. It says Greece versus everybody. Greece over in Europe has been having financial difficulties.
Oh, no.
For quite some time. And some of the other European Union countries want to put pretty big sanctions and pretty big austerity. You know, that austerity bullshit. where make everybody suffer to pay it back. When
why?
It's really been kind of shown that that's probably the time you should invest in,
right.
You know, like the whole New Deal and the whole how did we come back from the brink and create the whole giant middle class that made this country great in the 50s, you Republican asshole.
Yeah, and why? Where's the point in punishing the people for the government fucking up?
You're punishing.
Why am I getting austerity? Why not the fat cats?
And they say they're going after, you know, they demonize the people on welfare or assistance or whatever. But these, it's shown that these people on assistance, a lot of them are working full time. They're fucking working full time. And they
ridiculous.
Can't afford enough for assistance. I saw, might have been on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I saw some comment, some asshole was talking about the minimum wage. And he was like, I'm sorry, but if you're flipping a burger, you shouldn't be making $15 an hour.
I'm sorry, if you're flipping a burger, you should be able to live and buy food and pay rent.
I agree. You should be making $25 an hour to keep up with the minimum wage from the 50s and or 60s.
When people say that, I just want to say, okay, so what then? What do you want those people to do? Starve to death, not have an apartment, not be able to drive anywhere?
Right.
Not be able to buy any fucking widgets?
But they think that, you know, the people are, they have that image of the, well, it was Reagan's big fat welfare queen, right? The image in everybody's head of a large African-American woman with her legs open, just popping out babies like a Duggar.
Yeah, let me know. Let's talk. God, fuck Reagan. That's my point.
And there's a, in fact, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, you know, we can only see your knees on the,
really.
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting hearts though.
On the, so there you go. There's Ryan's ass. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the, we're talking about the Periscope feed on the video link. So over in, Greece, their government rejected what it calls an absurd and unrealistic proposal from creditors.
Yes.
And hopes it will be withdrawn.
Now it's worse, isn't it?
And hopes it will be here. Hopes it will be withdrawn.
I'm just going to walk this motherfucker in.
The prime minister said on Friday,
I just see this,
as he called on leaders to accept a proposal from Athens instead.
Hello. That's my Athens dialect, by the way.
The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, T-S-I-P-R-A-S, said that he is...
Tsipras!
They're hoping that he was presented with a tough compromise that crossed many of his, quote, red lines, including
yes.
tax hikes, privatizations, and pension reform, which raised outrage from his lefty... Syriza party, you know, the bunch of socialists took over, and the socialists that took over, like, fuck this austerity shit. We're not gonna abide by your crap. This is
right.
bullshit. It doesn't work. It ain't working. You're squeezing the Greek people to the point of
don't
being bled dry.
My Greek,
and you'll see the right people say, well, you know, it's because of their socialism. It's because they are all takers and on the dole and everything over there. And but it's really the fact that over there, the predatory bankers have just sucked the fuck out of the economy. Like,
quit sucking the fuck out of us. No, wait. Suck the fuck out of us.
The predatory evil one percenters have drained the entire middle of Greece to the point where it's gone, where now they have rich, rich, rich people, nothing in the middle, and everybody else is poor.
That totally sucks.
And they're telling, again, the rest of Europe is telling the poor people, suck it up.
Yeah, dummy.
You don't need that much food.
Why don't you
people
be rich?
People are being made homeless in Greece now.
That's
because
ridiculous.
Of austerity. People are not eating because of austerity.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, the Greeks are telling them to get fucked.
Yeah. They're like, hey, why aren't you rich?
And there's still threats of them bailing on the EU, on the whole European Union thing altogether. But we don't know if that's going to
Don't bail on the EU.
If that's going to work or not. That's the Huffington Post, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go over. Let's dumb it down. Let's set our clocks back a couple hundred years. Set our IQs down a couple hundred points. Go to the Drudge Report.
Too late.
And see what the Drudge Report is reporting.
I fixed my IQ back in college.
Mine's
done.
Mine's going the other way. Yeah, mine's plummeting.
My IQ 69.
May jobs plus 280,000. Rate rises to 5.5%.
Yay.
Apparently the May jobs report is out.
Okay.
They are saying it leads to CNBC. The economy created 280,000 jobs in May, better than expected.
Yes.
And confirming hopes that growth is back on track after kind of a sluggish start to the year. All this, by the way, despite the fact that the Republic snatches of the Congress of fuck faces won't allow anything to get done.
I what are they doing?
The tiny bit that they've allowed to get done has helped, but
I don't.
And
think,
the executive actions and stuff that tyrant Barack Hussein Obama has taken.
Listen, I don't think that you can put on your to-do list. What'd you do this week? I tried to get rid of Obamacare. I don't think that should count.
Well, they're hoping the Supreme Court does that with
SCOTUS.
Yeah, I've forgotten the name of the case that's up before them right now. But it's that ridiculous case that has something to do with like two or three words that were fucked up in the law.
Oh, God damn it. That's infuriating.
And precedent has shown that every time a major court has come down on the side of saying, we should, we know what they meant. Let's just fix it.
Absolutely.
But no, the Republicans are like, oh, no, but it says you can't set it up in the states. Look, it says right here. Just gut the whole thing. Let's put millions of people out of health care at one instant.
On a technicality. Right. On a grammar error.
Because of the black guy in the White House who did it.
And
that's the exact fucking reason you can't convince me otherwise for many, many people.
Doesn't SCOTUS have that death penalty thing happening?
Do they?
Or I don't know. There's some story about Scalia and the death penalty. I put it on Facebook.
I know they're trying to, they're having problems around the nation with getting these drugs and shit. And in, was it Nebraska? Oddly enough, blood red Nebraska, somehow they managed to pass a ban on
the death penalty.
On the death penalty, yeah.
Jesus.
And they overrode their lunatic Tea Party dickwad governor there who vetoed it. The Republicans overrode their own crazy governor.
Lunatic dickwad.
Right.
You know what it is? Scalia was talking about the death penalty, and he said, here's a case of some people in Texas or something that violently raped and killed somebody, and then it turns out that the governor pardoned them. Wait, it wasn't Texas. How would a governor in Texas pardon anybody from getting fucking fried?
Oh, no, they're not.
In some state. And then, these people ended up getting a pardon because they were mentally ill. And so that was Scalia's perfect example of why we need the death penalty.
I thought they...
But then they got pardoned.
Yeah, there was a state not that long ago. It might have been Texas that executed somebody who had an IQ of like, lower than Michelle Bachmann.
But I mean, are they from Texas?
I think it might have been.
Well, I mean, to be fair, dude, then you shouldn't. You shouldn't execute anybody in Texas.
You shouldn't execute anybody with a 70 because that's one of their geniuses. You're saying in Texas?
Sorry, Texas. It's not a knock. It's just you're stupid. That's nothing to be embarrassed of. There's plenty of stupid people out there that do great things every day.
Up in the upper corner, I don't think Drudge is a big fan of Marco Rubio. I think they put him in the rhino category because for 5 minutes at once, he decided that maybe some of those brown people that come here should be allowed to stay.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know, have a way to become citizens.
Mexicans!
Then the full weight of hateful, xenophobic, moron, knuckle-dragging right-wing America...
Perfect.
Came down on him, and then he was like, "Well, I'm going to withdraw." Didn't he? He proposed legislation, and then ended up voting against his own legislation because
a fucking asshole.
His view changed because now he decided he wants to run for president.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a story on the Drudge Report.
He wants to look pretty.
The story on the Drudge Report, it also has gone out on the liberal sphere, internets, that says that Rubio and his wife have been cited 17 times for traffic infractions.
Wow.
I don't know if I really care.
Moving
about
violations
this.
Or, you know, parking.
This goes to the New York Times.
I care if it's parking. I have a reason.
He and his wife, it says they've shown tendency to be in a rush on the road. The Rubios have been cited for numerous infractions over the years for incidents including speeding, driving through red lights, and careless driving. Who cares? This is crazy. This is some bullshit. Even if the lefties are jumping on this.
I'm not a big fan of people speeding and driving, you know.
What if this was Joe Biden?
With reckless abandon. Oh, it would be adorable. It would be like, hey, it's funny old Joe. It's an old crazy guy. This is Marco Rubio. I hate his politics. So, you know, fuck him and his driving. I'm so biased.
I don't care. I don't give a shit about this.
Well,
this is one of those non-scandals.
If it was parking, I would care. Because people get parking tickets because their reading comprehension isn't as good as other people.
Or they
look at the sign, you don't understand it.
Or they're feeling cuntily privileged. Right? I mean, that I can park here. I don't have to pay.
I am cuntily privileged.
I can park in this red zone. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I get hey, speaking of driving and privilege, how about those fucking HOV lanes?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Did you put a story up on Facebook about that?
Yeah, you know, we've complained about those before because occasionally we'll drive out to the airport or something. And there's some lanes here in Los Angeles where... It's rich
class warfare,
cock
dude.
Face lanes. It's just lanes. The traffic is so heinous here. They said, well, I don't like being stopped in traffic. So why don't we put up a couple of new lanes that we'll pay a few dollars for? And we won't have to be stopped by all the brown people.
I originally thought those lanes, they were the carpool lanes. And if you had two people in there.
Yeah. They were at one
point. That's how they incentivized it, right?
Yeah, they were encouraging that.
Or if you had a hybrid, right?
Right. But the rich people, they were selling those fake stickers for a long time here, too. You used to be able to buy a sticker. I mean, when hybrids first came out and they passed that here in Los Angeles, that you could drive in the HOV lane because it was an electric car, essentially. Then all of a sudden they started, you know, a black market popped up for the fake stickers.
Why's it got to be black?
Well, you know, a cop isn't going to drive by and try to see the number and call it in, right?
No. No, he's going to look at your skin color.
That's right.
And then he's going to pull you over.
Right.
And then he's going to shoot you.
And beat you if you're black.
And he might check that sticker. He might. I don't know.
Then he'll check the number and find out if that's valid or not.
After you're dead.
After he, you know, tosses a little bag of rock cocaine under your...
Oh, sure.
Under your seat just to make sure... Not that that happens.
By the way, we found some crack and your HOV sticker's out of date. Sorry.
Right. So that's the headline. One of the headlines. I really don't have a problem with...
Marco Rubio's traffic violations.
Marco Rubio's traffic violations.
How many of those? 17 between him and his wife. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Makes me think he doesn't value human life. He's running red lights and speeding.
Crazy.
No. It doesn't bother you until you get hit. You're paralyzed. He could kill somebody driving like that.
As somebody who drives a little rapidly,
yeah,
occasionally, I'm voting non-issue.
Oh, yes.
Non-issue.
Okay, I'll say non-issue as well, even though it bothers me. I mean, listen, it's another reason I won't vote for Mark Rubio.
Oh, well, I mean, if I don't need another reason. That's another thing. We don't need another reason to not vote for Marco Rubio.
I mean, if he showed up beheading someone, still... Right. A good reason to not vote for him, but I don't need to see that because there's all these other reasons to not vote for that asshole.
Exactly.
Fuck him.
What is this? Biblical scenes.
Yay.
Oh, wait a second. I think Drudge has put together an instant when animals get pissed section for me. I didn't even have to put it together.
When animals get pissed.
I hadn't planned this, but Drudge has three animal stories altogether, so...
Holy shit.
Why the fuck not, right? Thanks to the ninnies over at Drudge.
Thank you, Drudge.
The headline is, Biblical scenes filmed in China as tens of thousands of toads descend on a town.
From the sky?
Following a heavy rainfall. I don't think they came out of the sky. I think they just kind of walked in or hopped into town. The plague of toads was filmed in the area of...
No.
Gang Jingzi Gu, Liangning Sheng, Gyeongjingji Ku Chongqing Chang, swarming a pathway to make the ground look like it was moving. They said they were in tens of the thousands. They were small toads, but they had bailed on a nearby lake for some reason. There was a heavy rainfall. And we'll put this up on our Facebook. You could see there's this guy walking, and they're only like the size of a quarter. It looks like rabbit droppings all on the ground, but there's thousands and thousands of toads. You got to try to walk around without
those
squishing
are toads?
Them. Yeah, those little tiny toads.
That's weird because, you know, I would have called them frogs. To me, toads implies a larger amphibian.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the
what makes a toad a
difference
toad?
Between a toad and a frog. Anybody? Toad versus
yeah.
frog. What is a toad versus a frog? Give us a call, 323-601-5427.
Things that make you go,
So that's going on in China. A toad, a wave Yay. Of toad, a toad tsunami.
Are those all similar stories in Drudge? That are linked together?
They are.
Oh, okay.
You know, Judge is going for the...
yeah.
It's the end times are coming.
Are frogs in the Bible? Are there biblical
wait,
references?
Wait, weren't frogs one of the real plagues that the other dude, Moses.
Moses.
Charlton Heston, that he brought upon Pharaoh. Wasn't toads one of the official ones?
Yeah.
Even though, again... Just the other day, I saw a meme that was like, okay, there were how many plagues? You know, he said, I'm going to turn your water to blood unless you let my people go. Nope. Okay, water turns to blood. I'm going to send frogs unless you let my people go. Nope. Okay, frogs. All this shit. Nope. Okay. Then finally, okay, I'm going to kill every firstborn child in the whole fucking country if you don't let my people go. And Pharaoh was like, fuck you. And then God went. And cock slapped every firstborn innocent child in Egypt.
But life is precious. Why would God do that?
Well, again, it's a little on the inefficient side because why didn't God just say, Pharaoh, I will kill you if you don't let the people go? And he goes, fuck you. He has a grabber. He falls over. The next pharaoh takes over. Maybe it'll take two or three pharaohs for him to get it. But then you got two or three dead people instead of 2 or 3 million dead kids.
I have a question.
Yes.
If God is so powerful, why doesn't he just rescue these people instead of the toads and the fucking bullshit?
There's that issue also. Why not why not poof them to Bermuda and let them live their Jewish lives on the beach?
Dude, we're assuming that God is an efficient and an effective leader. He may not be. He may not be.
How dare you? He's omniscient and all powerful.
Okay, well, omniscient. I was going to say maybe he's not that bright. I'm not trying to be an asshole or anything.
Now, you mentioned falling from the sky.
Do you guys out there in Periscopeville, do you think God is stupid? Yes or no? Let us know.
Or just doesn't give a shit.
I think it's that.
Now, this is out of Alaska. And ugly eel-like fish.
Oh yes,
has been falling out of the sky in Fairbanks, Alaska.
That will be appearing on our Facebook tomorrow morning,
according to the Fairbanks Daily News Miner.
Fuck you!
They say that the Arctic lamprey, which is it's a foot long. It's a fish, but it looks like an eel.
It's like a living fleshlight.
And it has no jaws.
It's fucked up.
Has fallen from the sky 4 times.
Can you see a picture of it?
There's a live one. Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah,
It
looks like something from a sci-fi.
It's from Satan.
One of the lampreys was found in a Value Village.
Yes.
Parking lot. Another one landed on a resident's lawn. they think they're blaming them on gulls. So the gulls are picking them up and just dropping them. They're bombing Fairbanks, Alaska with lampreys.
No, I didn't. They're blaming them on gulls. I assume that. I mean, I maybe this sounds stupid. I assume the wind was
some water spout or something, yeah, or something weird. No, they think their gulls are picking them up out of the Chena River.
Wow.
And then dropping them over the city.
Right.
The Arctic lampreys spawn in the Chena River, and they live in the mud underwater as juveniles for several years.
Well, they're not really cute babies if you've seen a picture. You know, my uncle was telling me, he lives right on the bay in Florida, and he says, you know, you can see water spouts from time to time during hurricane season, and sometimes they leave a shitload of fish on your yard.
Yeah, there's been dead fish. Yeah, cases of a bunch of cases of fish and other sundry type of ocean dealios landing on people.
I mean, they're a foot long, those lampreys.
Yeah. And they look really heinous. They look like a giant leech, like it's gonna, you know, suck the blood out of your taint or something.
There's no blood in there.
If there's blood in your taint,
is there really?
Sure.
323-601 libs. Let us know if there's any
how your taint is.
Yeah, if there's any blood in
your taint is
bloody
doctor, right now.
If you're a doctor.
And the last story that we have for when animals get pissed, courtesy of the Drudge Report, is. Ugh, I hate that I just said that, there was a guy who got killed, and of course, did this lead to the wrong link, or did I press the wrong button? It's quite possible I pressed the wrong. 84-year-old man suffered 2,000 bee stings.
Oh, shit. Did he survive?
Arizona, he's hospitalized, suffered life-threatening injuries. He was attacked by a hive located in a shed behind his home.
Oh, my God.
They found close to 50,000 bees living in their shed. One of these guys from Golder Ranch Fire Battalion Chief Will Seeley said, well, the bees just do their thing until someone sets them off. We don't know what this gentleman did to set them off.
This is a great story, though. There's bees. There's 50,000 bees. I thought they were disappearing.
That's right. They moved into this guy's shed.
Yeah. He should share his bees so we don't starve to death.
They said they had a neighbor who rushed to help him. They used fire extinguishers to get the bees away from him before the firefighters were able to get him into the truck. So the firefighters were, like, spraying fire extinguishers to get the bees away to try to get the guy into the truck to save him.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up.
They say he sustained close to twice the lethal dose of bee venom.
That's terrifying.
But he's still alive.
And he's so old. Good for him.
84, yeah. This guy's... Wow.
He's no pussy.
Arizona.
No, okay. Is he a Minuteman?
I don't know. Maybe, yes.
Is he protecting
us? It's not Clive and Bundy. That's Nevada.
Are the Mexicans bringing them bees across?
They say that calls to the fire department for help with swarms of bees are common.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I would call the fire department for a bee swarm, would you? I don't know that I would. Maybe I would dial 911 if it was attacking somebody, but if I just saw like a bunch of bees, I might call. Was it 311? What's the. It ain't an emergency.
I don't know that I would call anybody. I'd just be like, look at all those. There's a shitload of bees over there. I saw a bee swarm a couple of years ago. It was a bee swarm. Is that what you call them? Up the road up there in front of somebody's house. Guy was like, these bees, get them off me. And he ran inside.
California?
Yeah, he was okay.
In Los Angeles, Koreatown, USA?
I didn't do anything to help him. Seemed fine. I mean.
I guess we can, I've got a story here. That's it for when animals get pissed, by the way.
Wow. Oh, by the way, there's one more weird.
Unless I have another one. Yeah, or do you have one?
Yeah, did you see the thing about the earthworms?
No.
Someplace they're finding gobs and gobs of clumps of earthworms everywhere.
Same deal kind
of
thing?
It's gross. Yeah, it's like an apocalypse.
Or are they coming up from the ground because of like fracking water
No. They're coming up because of Jesus. It's end times.
It is the end times.
You will be blighted with a fuckload of earthworms.
And today is Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Hang out until the end of the show at, in about another hour or so, we'll be doing the top five songs of the week, and then we'll also... Wow, I just went Southside Chicago for a
second.
Songs of the week.
Fuck you.
And we will also, according to the Billboard Hot 100, and then we will also...
Thanks.
I'm going to try to get to this today, but I looked up some of the homeschooling stuff that they used for the Duggars.
Oh, that can be part of Faithless Friday for sure.
This is the it says the creepy fundamentalist homeschooling cult that trained the Duggars.
That's how they refer to these Duggars?
In Gawker, in this article. I mean, yeah, I don't think that's their official, I don't think that's how they file their taxes.
They don't have the word creepy in there. Right.
We are the members of the creepy fundamentalist homeschool cult.
Well, I tell you, I haven't heard the Duggars summed up so accurately. That's perfect.
You slipped Diddler in there and then you got it covered.
Creepy. God.
This is, in fact, has to do with a follow-up with the Duggars.
Crab diving follow-up. Fuck you.
I think we managed to be almost Duggar-free yesterday, except for...
Oh, we were.
...making a couple of Duggar Diddler jokes. But this, it keeps going on. You know, I didn't play any clips from that fucking Megyn Kelly poofball interview, like a declawed cat. Just.
I haven't watched it. Is it funny?
That's so gross. No.
No, she just kissed her ass the whole time.
Absolutely, and there's so much creepy about it. First of all, what's her face, Duggar? Dipshit Duggar, the wife. What's her name?
Duggar Diddler.
I know it's Jim Bob.
Right. Her name is Mrs. Duggar.
Is the father's name, but God, in the story I have, it doesn't even have her goddamn name.
Well, that's Quiverful, right? They don't allow their women to have names.
It's appropriate.
Just gesture.
Right.
Her name is this. Yeah. Yes. Hey, come here.
No, her name is...
Yes.
Pointing to his dick. I do have a little bit of a clip here. Here is Jim Bob talking a little bit about the molestation on the... In the bottom, there's a graphic that says, The Duggar Interview. They know what they're doing over at Fox.
They're not fucking around.
It was a very difficult situation. But as we've talked to other parents and different ones since then, a lot of families have said that they've had similar things happen in their families. And so, I mean, this is...
Okay, wait a second. Let's stop here. As we've talked about it, you know, a lot of our friends were like, hey, I rubbed my sister's clit, too. Oh, you know what? Me, too. I stuck my finger up my brother's butthole one time.
Yeah. I mean, this really... Most people don't have these things happen to them.
Yeah, it's just not true.
These
it's
people
just not true.
Are atypical lunatic molesters that are on a reality show. There is nothing normal about these assholes.
Or maybe he's being 100% accurate. And the circle, the heinous Christo-fascist American ISIS Taliban dickwad circle that they live in.
Ninnies.
It is true.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because they're so repressed. Remember the story we told last week about allegedly some guy working on the Duggar production said that Jim Bob caught one of the little Duggars diddling his little dicky Duggar. Jim Bob flipped out and tied the kid's fucking hands together for the whole next day while he was trying to do his chores because, you know, he dared touch his little penis. How can you not live in an environment like that and not end up fucked up, repressed, and sticking your fingers in your sister's?
I don't know. It's just a nightmare. It's just such a gross story. And it makes me wonder what else is going on with other reality television show families.
You're right. Well, I don't know. This is the Christian version. You know, I think the housewives, a lot of them are heinous trash.
Yes.
But goddamn, they're open books about their heinous trashery, right? And they're not judgy like these fucks. This asshole, this Duggar, Michelle, I think her name's Michelle, Duggar, she was the one who did one of those robocalls in Arkansas the last election, talking about an initiative they had there that was going to extend protection to LGBT people.
Yeah.
And she recorded a robocall that ended up calling people, you know, on your phone.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, this is Michelle Duggar.
And Jesus tells us that we can't let those fake people into our bathrooms.
Jesus told you?
We need to make sure that you don't pass that, because we don't want those people going into our bathrooms and touching our little kids and shit.
Jesus said that.
That's reserved for my son.
Right. What's Jesus saying about your creepy son?
It's the cosmic hypocrisy.
Can't keep his hands to his fucking self.
Fucking assholes. Here's a little bit more.
The nerve.
Of the Duggars. And also, one of the most creepy things about this interview is the fact that throughout the whole thing, it appears that she can't say two or three words in a row without checking in with Dickface Jim Bob.
Oh, my God. I imagine so, right?
Like, yeah, it's and it's even, it's like such a, do I have permission to talk, master?
Yeah.
Oh, will you come on my face right now, master? Oh, you know, I mean, it's so creepy, and the dynamic between the two of them is just creepy as fuck. It's just creepy as fuck. It's that quiverful.
I bet that's the way it is in that culture. Right. I mean, you know.
Well, the women are obviously just good for cranking out more little Christians.
And we're on a TV interview. I got to make sure I satisfy my husband. I say the right thing, or maybe he'll beat me. I don't know. I don't know what goes on.
I think I read somewhere that they're each making like 40 grand a show.
Oh, God. They need that money to pay those.
Well, but
pay for food for those rugrats.
Do each of the 19 get 40 grand a show?
Fuck no. And I that's child labor.
That's fucking insane.
It's nuts. Dude, if we think that the child actors of yesteryear grew up nuts, how are these Duggars going to grow? I mean, this is a nightmare in a way. They've got how many kids?
19 and counting.
They're raising 19 monsters.
Well, they obviously raised one already.
I mean, just...
And even if... in the unlikely event that he's repented and he's not into little girl vajayjay anymore, then... Okay, maybe I'm not that pissed at Josh Duggar. Do you know what I mean? Like it's the whole although he's a, you know, a heinous sister diddler, but
oh yeah, he's horrible.
But he was 14, 15. You should know better. But the system is what's so heinous and vile and disgusting. This system, this closed system of we get to do what we want because Jesus.
Right.
And you shouldn't judge us. How dare you judge us? you hate Christians. That's what they're trying to say.
So what?
You hate religion. You hate Christians.
Yeah.
If you're picking on us because, you know, we just covered up the fact that our son diddled his sisters, then you hate religion. Obviously.
Or they're dumb, too. I mean, you have to understand these people are making points with tiny little brains.
No,
they're stupid as fuck.
It's a plethora of dumb.
It's the best they can do. I mean, it's crazy you think about these young kids growing up in reality shows. They're just going to grow up to be tyrants. I mean, Nicole Richie. Lionel Richie has one kid, Nicole. She turns into a lunatic. Drives the wrong way down the 134, gets drunk.
Right?
Maybe she's better now. Now, these Duggars, they got 19 of them.
Right.
These are nine. This is.
And, you know, hopefully there's a couple of gay ones. You know, I mean, statistically.
There has to be.
We got to be hoping there's a couple of starfish loving or clam clapping type Duggars.
Well, I mean, I hope they're not in the closet, and I hope they're able to come out and get away from their fucking life.
That's how they make money.
I mean, maybe that's, what do you mean? They come out on like the Donahue show?
Well, their show's probably going to get canceled. I mean, even though, is it TLC? Is it the Learning Channel they're on? Is still, they yanked them, but they haven't said they're canceled. They haven't said we're done with the show totally.
Right, because as soon as they cancel, the Duggars will just put up that shit show by themselves on some other venue. I mean, they can afford to do that. It's a reality show.
Right, why wouldn't Sarah Palin?
Yeah, why wouldn't the Duggars just put the thing out there and let people download the shitty episodes on iTunes?
I think they know better because they're on the cable, and I don't think a lot of the people that they're watching are watching their bullshit are that sophisticated to find them.
Oh, they're going
find
iTunes.
Them on their app, yeah, or
find
anything
me
like
on
that.
My iPhone, my iPad.
So here's a little bit more of this heinous interview.
That they've had similar things happen in their families. And so, I mean, this is, for us, of course, this is public shame that our son did this. back 12, 13 years ago.
And when you heard that the behavior had resumed, describe what that was like for you.
Megyn Kelly, when you heard the behavior, Megyn Kelly looking quite amazing, by the way, I might say. She's the hair and makeup were really trying out. Jesus Christ, right?
She looks like she's ready for the Oscars.
This is throwing cotton balls at them. How did that feel when you heard it was happening again?
Oh my God!
Not
so.
Why
gross.
Did you not call the police, you assholes? When you found out your oldest son was touching repeatedly your daughters and possibly others.
God,
we thought, you know, at first that Josh, you know, was on the road to mend. You know, at first, but he was still a kid, you know, and he was still a juvenile.
We thought he was on the mend.
Whoa.
He was still a juvenile.
Okay, so what, you just unleashed him on your daughters again?
But so let's go to Ferguson and let's grab a 15-year-old black kid off the street and have him get caught doing something wrong, and let's see how these people would defend that poor juvenile.
Oh my God.
He's just a juvenile, Ryan.
They would string
him up. He's
just
a kid. Let
him
go. Who cares? It's the past. Right?
They'd string him up, yeah.
He wasn't an adult. And so there was a couple more times that he came and told us what he had done. And we were just...
There's a couple more times he told us what he had done.
Holy shit. At what point do you take your kid out of the equation and say, listen, I don't know what's going on with you, but I can't let you hang around with your daughters anymore. You're molesting them every night. That's
yeah, and this isn't
not
like,
fair.
This isn't like... I knocked over the milk. Oh, I knocked over the milk again. Oh, we were playing catch outside and we broke a window again. You diddled your sisters. And they make it sound like he wandered up to him and was like, oh, well, you know, it happened again. Oops.
It was kind of funny. Pulp Fiction. You remember the part where John Travolta, the Thetan Four, and Samuel Jackson they're in the car and Marvin is in the back seat.
Marvin.
And
spoiler alert.
Right. And John Travolta accidentally shoots him in the head.
They hit he's waving, he's kind of pointing the gun at the guy talking, and they hit a bump or something, and the gun goes off.
And
Marvin's head explodes in the back seat.
For some reason, this story reminds me of how John Travolta, in an interview, explained Quentin Tarantino's direction in that scene. He's like, imagine you're a 10-year-old kid. And you're cleaning the pool, your parents' pool in the backyard, and you put too much chlorine in.
That was the direction he
had?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how upset you should be about shooting this.
He was.
Person.
He was like, I shot Marvin. Remember that was the I shot Marvin. You shot Marvin.
I shot him.
It's a Pulp Fiction, a great movie.
Great movie.
And Germs. Here's the end. Here's a little more Duggar. If you can handle it, if you,
Duggar.
You know, stuff some tampons in your ears to cover the bleeding.
And we were just devastated. Now, all these, again, this was not rape or anything like that. This was like touching somebody over their clothes.
Holy shit.
You know, he didn't penetrate, so.
You're talking about your own daughter, for God's sakes. I mean, I just don't even understand. Like, at this, it's just so fucked up because he's trying to explain why what Josh did wasn't so bad.
He's trying to minimize it
at the expense of what it did to his kid.
It doesn't care about the vagina possessing Duggar diddlies at all.
Are you saying that had it been an older sister fiddling with a younger brother, it would have been different? They would have handled this differently because it's a male?
Or a non-Duggar. If a non-Duggar had touched their pristine little Christian snowflake of a daughter, can you imagine the hellfire they would be screeching?
Or a non-Quiverful.
Right.
Somebody within their own religion, they probably wouldn't give a shit.
Right.
I mean, they what did they do to him? They brought him to a cop or something?
They gave him a stern talking to from a policeman, and then they took him to a treatment program, which was run by a guy who was found to be cheating on his wife with underage girls.
Yes.
And that guy
basically had them, had Duggar help build a house or something.
Well,
like
just
that.
So you know, it's not rape or anything like that. It was over the clothes.
Right.
This guy's out of his fucking mind.
Every tile you lay in that bathroom makes you want little vagina less.
Oh, they put him to work.
Isn't that their, yeah, that's their work ethic, right?
Every hammer in that house, the Lord takes the desire for underage poontang away from you.
Oh, that's right. He molested his sister and then learned to trade.
Right.
Stupid. What a horrible. Why don't we do Quiverful for Faithless Friday? Is that
well? That's kind of what we're doing. We're going to do the homeschooling that they treat.
Are they an actual religion or is it a cult or what is it?
There's some weird fucking subset. I don't even know if they're official, but the reason that they're called Quiverful is because of this have 1,000 kids bullshit. Your quiver should be full. They're following a passage in the Bible, like the moron snake wavers who find one goddamn passage.
They pick one.
And they're like, well, it says quiverful. Obviously, you can't ever say no to sex. And we have to have 19 kids.
You know, I wonder if there's any truth. Don't you believe that most of the people out there that follow the Bible literally probably have a lower...
Which is 0.0.
Yeah. They probably read at a lower level than people that don't.
Right. And how many of them that try to follow it literally don't read the Bible? How many of these dummies in the middle of Appalachia...
Oh, yeah.
...who are going to watch the snake waver...
Yeah.
You think that they can't even... They put an X for their name. You think they're reading Leviticus? You think they're trying to digest... And we're comparing pre and post rapture, or you know, I mean, they're not comparing.
No fucking way. Maybe they have to take it literally because it's not like they're going to be able to, you know, tell me about the metaphors in this part, this book of the Bible, and symbolism here. They're not going to be able to articulate that shit. So yes, they take it literally.
Tell
now
me
it
about
makes
the
sense.
Metaphors, George.
Yeah.
Tell me about the metaphors.
And they probably haven't read it because they're, hey, I went to church. I watched the guy wave the snakes around.
The only parts they know are the important parts that the asshole preachers tell them.
Gay.
Which is hate the gays, hate the gays. Right now, that's the big one. We got about 14 seconds of Duggar. Here we go.
Touching somebody over their clothes. Mm-hmm. There were a couple incidents where he touched them under their clothes.
Oh. Well, there were a couple incidents where he touched them under their clothes.
Who is protecting these kids? My God, just imagine the nightmare. Hey, I think this happens all the time in this quiverful bullshit.
Yeah, who knows what's going on? It's such a sexually repressed, heinous...
The tip of the fucking iceberg.
...gulag of a family. I mean, and you've got... Again, you're assigning the older kids who are punished throughout their whole fucking lives for the fact that they came out of that vagina early.
This is ridiculous.
By being assigned a number of children that they're in charge of because this asshole can't keep his dick in his pants or can't put a fucking rubber on the end of his dick at least. And now children are growing up and having shitty childhoods.
Yeah.
Because a 10-year-old is in charge of a 1-year-old and a 6-month-old or whatever, because the two people cannot handle a household full of 19 fucking crotch spawn.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. I mean, it comes down to a matter of supervision. How are you in charge of 19 fucking
A friend
children?
Of mine in Chicago I used to play tennis with, and he was miserable. He was one of the older kids of 13, only 13, 9 less than these cunts. And, he was miserable. He's like, I can't go out tonight. It's my night to watch Bobby, Billy, Brandy, and Buckshot, or whatever the fuck their kids' names were. They were all B's. It was annoying as hell. 13 B names.
Oh, my. Were they Catholic? Or,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus shit, yeah. Christ.
White Catholic.
Ooh,
but
the worst.
Oddly, a rare non-hypocritical white Catholic.
Right.
Because most white Catholics I know are like, I'm not having 15 kids. I'm putting rubber on her. I'm chopping... my vast deference off and having that tied off.
But doesn't that go against your religious tenets?
Details.
I mean, details. How do you know in the Bible that it actually says you can't get a vasectomy?
They pick, go forth and issue forth, go prosper, go quiverful.
It says issue over here.
Fill your quiver with little kids.
Yay.
I still have more. Here we go. I can't even get through two sentences of
these guys
Jim Bob Duggar without screaming.
Because they're freaks.
Right.
This is insane.
Well, it was over the clothes. Well, there were a couple incidences where it was under the clothes. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I heard all that, and it's...
You know, and there was that one time he put his dick all the way in, but he wasn't fully hard.
None of this is acceptable.
He was thinking about Jesus when he did it, so it was okay.
What else has been done by this
guy? They're only women. That's the issue here. They're only women.
All we do with them is shoot out babies.
Aren't they here for to receive our spooge?
Right.
And that's why they're here.
Your sister was molested. Oh, okay. Will she still grow up and have babies?
Right.
Right. Then no problem.
They've forgiven them. Jessa Duggar, one of the other Duggars, has already come out and said, yeah, I was one of the ones. You can, you know, yeah, you could smell his fingers and smell me. And she is like, oh, you know, I'm fine with it. We're over it. I mean, maybe I guess they were sleeping a lot, right? So maybe a lot of them don't even know this.
Why do they sleep so much?
Well, because they work them like slaves.
Oh, yeah.
God knows they ain't studying. I'm sure I'd love to give one of these Duggar kids a high school equivalency.
He failed.
Science test.
They'd fucking fail.
Or a history test.
They wouldn't know shit.
The Bible.
Have them put a comma in a sentence successfully.
Who wrote the Constitution? Jesus.
Right.
Here we go.
Like touching somebody over their clothes. Mm-hmm. There were a couple incidents where he touched them under their clothes. But it was like a few seconds. And then he...
I mean, nothing he says makes this better.
Right. Well,
it makes it worse.
It was over the clothes. Well, okay, there were a couple that were under the clothes, but it was only for a couple of seconds. He didn't feel anything wet.
Oh,
right?
God, that's gross.
He didn't go inside. Just first knuckle. It was just first knuckle. It's okay. To a 5-year-old.
Came to us and was crying and told us what happened.
Yeah, he came to us and crying and told us what happened. Oh, I'm sorry, Mama.
I mean, did that happen? Did he tell him or did the daughter tell him? I mean, I bet the daughter told. I bet
he did. The story on Megyn Kelly is that wonderful Josh came every time, was like, here, Dad, smell.
Oh, gross. All of this is gross.
Right.
This is horrendous.
Can you guess which one this was? There's 8 of them. You got 8 different girls to sniff, to guess which one, or whatever. This is before, I guess. This was before, when there were only 12 or 13 of them. Who knows? So these Duggars are just vile, disgusting, horrific human beings in a vile, disgusting, horrific system of Christo-fascist assholery. Wow. Sorry. I was pontificating for a little moment.
No, I agree with you. It's well said. They are assholes.
We could take a break. We should probably kill the Periscope stream here, ladies and gentlemen. And then we're going to go audio only.
Yes.
If we haven't already. I don't know. Are we still going?
I don't know. We're still going.
But we'll be back in. I'm going to throw a song in. We'll be back in a couple of moments, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be the top of the hour in a couple of moments here on the east, on the western type coast. Let's play some Party Parts.
Oh, I love this song.
And we'll be back live for you in 2 or 3 minutes.
My party is so fuzzy. My party is so pink. And when you touch my party parts, you make me wanna scream. My party got some velvet. My party got some rope. My party rolls like ecstasy. My party's up in smoke. My party's got to wiggle. My party's got to grow. And when it parts, your party parts. My party will explode. I don't want to ride. I don't want to
Hey, everybody, we are back, sort of, live, jumping into our seats at the last second here.
That party par.
Party par.
Your party is so real. I like that song.
That's a great song.
Alex Voles.
Alex Voles.
Great musician. Lives out in Tennessee now, I think.
Facebook?
Yes. Alex Voles on Facebook.
Is that where you find him?
Oh, absolutely.
On the Facebook. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, we're all over the social media. Go to crabdiving.com. Over there on the left are a bunch of blue buttons. Pull open your shirt, press your nipple up against one of them, and launch yourself to crab diving Facebook or Pinterest or
right.
YouTube or
everything.
All kinds of shit we got going on.
Twitter.
There and join in the conversation. Facebook especially, quite lively. We got a few trolls that you can happily engage with. It's just like Fight Club, right?
I don't mean to bring this up again, but, you know, it really is. It is kind of terrifying to think about what is going on in that Quiverful movement or whatever the fuck it is.
Beyond terrifying. I mean,
the child abuse that must be going on.
And these are the ones we know about.
Horrible.
I mean, it could be the tip of the iceberg, the big, nasty, white Christian iceberg.
Right. It's all over the place.
And that Megyn Kelly interview was really just a big puffball. It was so gross. It was so gross. Actually, we talk about the Periscope. That's how I watched it, parts of it. Somebody hilarious was live Periscoping. They set their phone up to aim it at the TV while they were commenting over it.
Were they talking?
Oh, it was hilarious. Yeah. It was like MS.
Okay.
The only thing I would change is I might TiVo it and pause because he was doing it live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might give yourself about a half hour of lead time
and then do it.
But that kind of kills the whole doing it live. So because I think it's time. You have a tendency to sit there and just listen to these idiots instead of commenting. Sometimes.
Right.
Let them hang themselves. But so much just horrible shit coming out of it. There was one thing that
people
fucking,
are assholes.
That Duggar said, Jim Bob Dickwad fuckhead Duggar said, that was when I even had to turn off the stream. I was like, I can't even do this anymore. He was like, well, as parents, we're not mandatory reporters.
What?
Somebody has had a lawyer speak to them in Arkansas, and apparently in Arkansas, or I don't know, maybe it's nationwide. I don't know the laws about diddling, thankfully.
Yeah, you have to know them if you're a Duggar.
Right. That's part of the Quiverful study.
I mean, just
is you get that app, the Age of Consent app.
Oh, sure. How much can I molest you without going to jail?
Where was I going with this?
Oh shit! He Duggar said something that really pissed you off about said, a mandatory reporter.
We're not mandatory reporters. So apparently, parents are not legally bound, at least in Arkansas or where he is, to report if one of their underage kids diddles another one.
Oh my god.
I guess.
I mean,
he said he used that exact term. We are not mandatory reporters. He didn't come up with that himself. That ain't in Ezekiel 9.
No, not at all.
That's in, you know, Arkansas State Code 17, Chapter 9, you know, whatever. So
he paid an attorney to tell him that.
Obviously coached on that one.
I mean, what does that say about it? I mean, does he have regrets about how he protected or didn't protect his daughter?
No.
I mean,
daughter? What? What are you talking about? Their only concern is Josh.
Yeah.
Is the one with the outside dangly bits. They don't, you know, the girls are fine with it. Hey, he stuck his finger in them. Who cares?
Oh,
they'll be
God,
fine. He didn't hurt their vagina. They still work. They'll be able to crank out kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they care about.
Like a Gatling gun.
It's so disgusting.
Like a t-shirt launcher.
And he said, well, you know, he was still a kid, you know. He was still a juvenile. Kids will make their own choices. Which is true. But then you made the choice.
They're kids.
to do nothing about it.
You have to supervise them.
Maybe there's
And you just have too many of them and you can't. I get it. I can't watch 19 people at once.
Maybe don't put your older kids in charge of younger kids.
Yeah.
And set them up to do some diddling.
Right. You're setting up kids that have been raised by other kids to watch kids.
Right.
It's fucked up. I mean, that is how it works, right? I mean, you know, all the siblings, they grow up watching each other.
Right.
So are their parents really ever parenting them? Or are they just sort of like...
How can they?
They're like upper management.
They're busy, right.
It runs like a corporation.
Exactly.
The parents are the CEOs, the chairman, whatever. And then right. You got your senior...
Cunty executive officers.
Yeah, your teenagers. And then you've got your tweens, middle management. And then you've got the grunts who get to get molested and abused by all these other kids.
It's a wonderful system.
Oh, God.
It's a beautiful thing.
How's the Jesus shit going, guys?
Yeah, how's your Jesus now? How's your Jesus now? Speaking of, I mean, I guess we might as well stay in that line a little bit. This, we've played this asshole before, Sandy Rios.
Yes.
Of the American Family Association. She has her
Yay.
Own radio program. I don't know that she has a video program like Brian Fisher does. I don't know why they don't give her a camera.
You know, I don't either. I mean, she is running for president. I mean,
Sandy Rios.
Oh, God, Sandy Rios is not. I get her mixed up with
Carly Fiorina.
I don't know why. I think they have similar sounds in their names and, you know.
So on her bullshit radio program, Sandy Rios of the American Family Association. You just got to hear it. She's defending. Not only is she defending Josh the Diddler Duggar, but she's also defending Dennis the Duggerer Hastert.
Oh, wow.
We got a phone call.
Oh, we have a phone call, guys. I believe it is the voice of Crab Diving calling in.
Is it the voice of Crab Diving? One second. Let me press this button. Is this the voice of Crab Diving?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Kelly.
What's up?
Kelly, the voice of Crab Diving. You hear her at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show, straddling the entire 2-hour show.
You're being way too mean to poor Josh. Are you kidding me? The true outrage is that his records were released. His juvenile records. That's just this poor guy.
You are out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
Listen, if he had been take it. Every girl knows that she wants to get molested as a child. It's a good way to ease your way into your sexuality.
Right. Why be? The last thing you want is an inexperienced virgin.
Exactly.
Right?
You guys know.
So, how dare you call up and fire me up by taking the opposite side that you don't believe in?
Hey, I gotta be contrary sometimes.
Oh,
everyone's gonna think I'm just kissing your guys' ass.
You're just as enlightened as we are.
Right.
I am.
That's how we look at it.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the Megyn Kelly interview voice?
Oh my God. It was disgusting. She was like one of the family. Like she's the one reporter. Stop treating her like one.
Right. They had she had some other dude on who's anti-Duggar at another point, and he happens to be a Democrat, and she kept hammering that in, like, well, you're a member of the DNC, you know, and things like that. And he's like, well, but this isn't about
what does that have to do with anything?
Red and blue. This is about,
this shouldn't be a partisan issue. It's about molesting children.
And she was saying, well, you know. They believe biblically.
Oh, gross.
The people hate the Duggars only because they're anti-homosexual marriage being forced on everybody.
Only. I mean, yes, we do hate them for that. But I couldn't handle more knowing that they fuck with their daughters. That's a clever thing. They fuck with their daughters because they let it happen. The parents.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I have less of a problem with Josh in this whole process, even though he's a heinous sister diddler.
Well, I mean, the guy's misguided. I mean, you know, you could say he's a product of the Quiverful movement or whatever they call it.
Did you hear that story that we talked about? Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this wonderful show.
Cha-ching.
About the masturbation thing when he caught him masturbating.
No. Where?
Okay, briefly, Daddy Duggar Dickwad, allegedly, there's a story out there that says that somebody who worked on the production of 150,000 kids and counting is said that there was a time where they heard screaming coming from upstairs. It was Jim Bob screaming in horror because he caught one of the little Duggars touching his own dick.
Oh, God.
And that...
God. And, like he didn't.
And that when they asked him what happened, his only response was, "Idle hands, let the devil in," or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't have it open in front of me. And then the next day, they said, that Duggar kid who, and you know, each of them, it's like slave labor. They all have a line of chores. Wonderful childhood.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you're a fucking Quiverful kid.
What are you, milk the cow?
Sure.
And
their chores are watching other kids.
One of them had this, the kid that touched his own pecker had a list of chores the next day to do that he had to perform with his hands tied.
Oh, I heard the tail end of that. Something about tying their kids' hands together. Is that some form of child abuse?
Yes, absolutely.
That ain't, get them in trouble.
That ain't also gray area.
You're also trying to humiliate your child. You're right. Trying to make him feel bad for doing nothing wrong.
Well, but that's... Touching your own penis is evil as hell. You should be sticking it in your sister.
I mean, yeah, right. I mean...
I mean, that's more natural. And you won't waste your seed that way.
Gross.
There's also heinous...
Let's not waste any of that valuable Duggar seed,
God,
please.
Kelly, aren't you glad you were raised a baby-eaten atheist?
Oh, I'm so glad. I turned out so much better for it. I really did.
Now, you had a... Did you have a little spiritual time? Did you ever question your atheistic...
Yeah, she got into... I forget. Her parents disowned her.
It was close. I did stray from my path for a brief period. I was experimenting with different ideas and philosophies in college and
good
just after because I became a yoga instructor for a while. And that training process, you get into a lot of spiritual shit. And like, and here's the thing. I never once in the whole time believed that there is some god or goddess or being or... I do believe there are, like, vibrations and energies in this world because, you know, science and shit. And, yeah, humans can feel this. So, okay, tap into that. But even that, even venturing into that is a little dicey when I came home.
Did you?
No one's floating in the clouds.
Did you try to bring any, like, crystals home or shit? And your mom's
get
that out of here!
I did! I did crystals and symbols. I became a Reiki master, the holistic healing bullshit.
You're adjusting auras, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, amazing.
You'll hold your hand over people and make symbols.
How do you, I have a reasonable question. How do you... No.
Have a reasonable answer.
Okay. How do you find an aura to adjust it? I'm serious.
It's to the left of the taint.
It is.
That's where your aura button is.
Oh, is it really? Yeah.
Well, listen, for $130, which a Reiki session costs, find your aura anywhere you want it.
Yeah. I will find the fuck out of that aura.
Yeah, I know where my aura is. $130.
Yeah, it's a good business, man, because it costs a lot of money to become a Reiki master, but I knew the woman who taught the classes, so it didn't for me. And people pay exorbitant amounts of money to get this so-called healing.
Okay, wait, let's back up.
What do you learn?
This is Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Right. This fits in. What, this Reiki bullshit? Wait a second.
What do you learn?
Yeah, I mean, do they... What do they teach you to perceive or to see? Or is there, are there some magic glasses you put on to see people's aura?
Well, I think, Pat, it might be total bullshit.
Well, of course it's total bullshit.
I just kind of hope that there was going to be a weird vibration or something. And, like, you know, once I'm finally attuned or whatever, I was hoping I'd feel a change. And I really didn't. Probably because I'm a heathen. But
probably because it doesn't exist.
But
it really does. It kind of works on, it does have a little bit of a logical human basis in that, you know, when you put your hand really close to someone and you're, but you can feel their energy without touching them. That's you know. No, it is like, because your molecule, like, whatever.
Just let me put it near your vagina. I just want to feel the energy near your vagina.
I love that too. And so you take that, and then you take also, there's things called, I forget what you call it, but there's a one-way spiral can go, and it feels good and natural and ascending. But if you do like a converse spiral, it's torture. Artists use this a lot.
Where does the spiral go? What do you mean? What happens?
Do you lube it up first?
You do, for the lower chakras. But basically, the shapes you make that over whatever is ailing these people either, like, screws in health or unscrews whatever is fucked up. And I think it works on a psychological level. People think they're getting something good, and so they feel better when they walk out. And they'll pay $130 to feel better when they walk out for a day.
I'm fine with
and,
that.
Is this,
and that's a good business.
Rock on, right.
I got so turned off by that world because I saw how all these yoga instructors were just drug-using, narcissistic assholes.
Well, that's all right.
They just want to be on stage and be worshipped because they win these classes. People really worship these people like mentors and gurus, and it's bullshit. I mean, I love yoga, don't get me wrong. But it's they're all just jerks. All the guys are trying to get in the girls' pants, no matter how old they are. Did you guys hear about Bikram?
Is that where you sweat your tits off?
Sure. Your tits just fall straight to the ground.
He's under an indictment for molesting a lot of his students.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one of those stories about, like, you put on my Facebook about why Mitch McConnell is a dick.
Yeah.
There's another story.
One for him.
Right. There's a story that says proof that the inventor of Bikram yoga is a dick.
Disgusting. He walks around in a Speedo and nothing else.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's hot. He turns it up to 105 degrees in there. Isn't that
which
the one?
Very unhealthy.
Have you ever done it?
No, I've done heated yoga, but nothing like Bikram. Because it's more westernized, it's very much you work till it burns.
Oh,
and the
Republican.
Hot, if you make it that hot, your muscles get looser than you're naturally ready for, so you can stretch further. But the next day, it fucks you up, and you can get really injured by it. Like, his whole thing, it's just gross.
Yeah.
He wears his $1 million watch and a Speedo.
Wow. Oh, my God. It just seems gross. I mean, you know, I kind of feel like if you're not a professional athlete, just go to the gym or go to easy yoga, sit there. Just don't get hurt. You know, you're just trying to stave off osteoporosis, right?
Right. You know, it doesn't have to be this whole thing. It really doesn't. It can just be a nice exercise.
Right. And did you ever, when you were administering this Reiki to your clients, did you ever feel vibrations? Did you ever feel anything?
Oh, I did feel a little, like, all I felt is that little bit of energy, like, by barely touching someone. But that's, I mean, science.
But voice, let me float a theory by you. Maybe you were in some shoes and they had some carpet. And you were...
Maybe you were high.
No, you were shuffling. You were shuffling on the carpet and you got static electricity. You know, when you shocked yourself. Or maybe you were high.
Yeah. It's very likely. Believe it or not, during that period, I was very sober.
Well.
Brief period of my life. I don't know. It's a whole world. But yes, I did lose my path, get off my atheist path for a little bit.
But you're back.
But not much.
That'll teach you.
You're back.
I'm back to sanity.
Right.
Good.
It's very interesting because you are really the only person I've met so far that was raised atheist. I mean, all the other enlightened people I know have escaped whatever bullshit they were, you know, indoctrinated with when they grew up.
Their mental prison.
Right.
Well, shit, Pat, you grew up with a conservative parents and religious parents, didn't you?
Mm-mm.
No.
Not conservative.
Not at all.
And not religious. Yeah. Not really. To me.
Oh, that's right. You went to the Catholic school, but not because it was Catholic.
Right. I only went to Catholic school because they were going to put me in a bus and send me to a brown neighborhood. And my parents weren't down with that.
And so they paid for the Catholic school.
Yeah, it's the only reason. My parents moved to a place where there was a school like two blocks away, and then they're like, well, you know, we're going to shove them in a bus and send them to a black neighborhood.
I mean...
And my parents were like, well, why are we doing this?
And how long was the commute going to be to that school?
It was like, it was ridiculous. Like, they were going to pick me up at 6:30 in the morning when school started at 9.
Fuck that!
Or something.
Oh,
yeah.
That's insane!
That was a bad time.
Was this some kind of, like, integration project?
Yeah, that was
something?
Back in the 40s when they were trying to integrate people. 70s.
Wow, you could have been part of a movement, Pat. You could have.
I mean, they shouldn't make anyone commute like that until they move to Los Angeles and they have to drive from West Hollywood to, you know, the Valley.
Fuck that.
Well, that didn't work real well. I think they stopped it. Didn't they stop the whole mandatory
Everyone's
busing
fucking
thing?
Miserable.
They realized that ain't the way to integrate people. Probably not the wisest way to do it.
No. And it's not helpful for child education if they're losing sleep for that bus ride.
Well, right. And to sit on a bus for 2 hours?
Yeah.
What do you expect kids to do? It was a really bad idea. They did it for years, right? Yeah. The forced busing bullshit?
Sure.
Didn't work out real well.
I mean, and also it gets rid of your opportunity to do extracurricular activities. Like, with the school, what are your parents going to do? Because they can't get the bus then. Are they going to drive 2 hours to pick you up after soccer practice?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right. Exactly.
They were fucking kids up, man.
Hey, voice, are you...
Your racist parents did you good.
Am I insane, or did you say you were working on a play?
Oh, they still do that. I'm sorry. I looked up desegregation, and they're still doing it, by the way. They didn't get rid of it. Although it has been on the decline since the 80s.
That's good.
So there you go. Sorry.
Were you talking to me, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Did you say you were in a play?
I'm doing a movie.
Oh, a movie. How's that going? Are you surviving?
It's like every other LA film project. They're getting funding.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be probably like a year before I actually start genuine work.
Right. Well, shit.
But,
that happens all the time in movie land for those civilians out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get cast and it never happens.
Unless you're a Thetan 7.
Satan 7.
That's a Scientology term.
Yeah.
By the way, I heard some shit today when I was walking the dog on a podcast. We have to have many Faithless Fridays about Mormonism because it's like a fucking onion.
We already covered it.
But there's so much more.
Really?
I learned something today about Mormonism that they have some like secret vault buried hundreds of feet beneath the earth somewhere that they're putting names of people in that they're going to baptize after the rapture or something.
I want my name in there.
Holy shit.
So bizarre. It's so
Should we become Mormons so we can be saved, like, once global warming kills us, the world? Like,
Sure. Okay, I'm a Mormon. Yeah. I will equally accept any bullshit religion.
The Mormons are...
If it's going to keep you off my dick.
Dude, they're another they're another one of those creepy religions that they're not big on the birth control, and they have... tons of kids. And I bet this Duggar shit goes on there all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling them over magic. You're feeling your sister through her magic underwear. Instead of just regular.
God. The Duggars could have used some magic underwear. Some magical, like, lead underwear.
Right.
This is what we should market. If you're a Duggar, you want to be safe when you go to bed at night. You should sleep in a coffin.
or with a, at least some sort of chastity belt.
Maybe a security guard. Security guard. To make sure, you know.
No, the security guard would be male, of course, because you could never have a female do such a job. And I wouldn't trust a male security guard guarding girls.
You're right.
True.
Everybody should. If you're a Duggar kid, you don't have time to watch 19 kids. You got to make them walk around in Hannibal Lecter masks.
Heinous.
And straight jacket.
Oh, my God.
Heinous, heinous, heinous.
Right.
What else is going on, boys?
Oh, God, not much. I am just loving Palm Springs. I'm not going to lie.
Nice. Palm Springs.
Gorgeous.
Palm Springs, USA. The voice of crab diving.
Like
living the Palm Springs life.
To go to the store.
Nice.
You what?
It takes me 2 minutes to go to the store. In L.A., it was like a half-hour jaunt to go 3 blocks.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to do a live remote from Palm Springs someday. We'll move the whole operation out there.
We'll periscope it.
We'll set up.
Yeah, come swim in the pool.
Is it?
We can do a pool podcast.
What's the? I don't know what the politics are. Palm Springs, is it like all old conservative people, or
yes.
Is it?
You have old conservatives, but you have a lot of young liberal gays.
Young
so
liberal.
It's kind of a mix.
Gays. Perfect.
Is your gay god going to come
Palm
and
Springs
save you?
Like, central. Palm Springs, Palm Springs, instead of Palm Desert and its surrounding areas. Palm Springs presents to be slightly more conservative because it's more expensive.
Oh, okay.
But, so the surrounding areas loosen up a little bit. You get more of your ethnics and your gays.
Urban. Oh. Quote, urban.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's a all very friendly community because there is so much, like, I don't know why having gay guys around everywhere, it just makes things more pleasant and nice. Like, they're really kind people.
Yeah.
They don't need to generalize like that because I've known some assholes, too. But, like, they like to have fun and go out and shop and eat.
If you listen to Brent, the Hollywood hick, he's like, he wouldn't turn it down. He wouldn't turn down being gay for anything.
Yeah.
He's like, because gay people are more fun.
And
gay weddings are more fun.
Oh, sure. Forget it. I can't wait for my first gay wedding.
Maybe it'll be yours.
You're participating in, or you're just going to?
We shall see. There's a 50-50 chance.
Awesome.
If I get married, it could be a gay wedding.
Awesome.
Well, thanks. Voice, thanks so much for calling us and weighing in on this whole Duggar bullshit.
Are you on your Twitter ever anymore?
No, I'm not. But you go ahead and look me up. Kelly Incognita.
Kelly.
Like the math.
Right, Kelly Incognita, like incognito with an
You should start periscoping.
Yeah, I need to look into that. I want to see your ugly faces.
Periscope.
How dare you.
Follow our Twitter.
Yay.
And at the beginning of the show, then you can
sure.
Follow us on Periscope and see it's actually like our ugly shoulders.
Yeah, yeah. It's not
Oh, I don't have to see your faces.
And our sides. We don't have a cameraman moving around us here.
It's a big pain in the ass.
Kate.
Right.
Where's Kate?
She's asleep on the memory phone.
She doesn't, the union doesn't allow her to do that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Well, thanks, boys. Thanks for calling,
Kel. Love you.
We'll love you, too. We'll talk
you.
To you next week.
TTFN.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Kelly, the voice of crab diving. Used to be the voice of Crab Nation. When we were over on our old wrestling network.
We have evolved.
We have evolved. And
what did they say in Silence of the Lamb? The butterfly or the cocoon? There's some line about a butterfly popping out of a cocoon.
Oh,
it's creepy.
I don't remember that one.
Anthony Hopkins says it like, the cocoon.
Of course, the only one of the few lines I remember is, I can smell your cunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I remember that one.
Horrible. We were talking about Sandy Rios.
Yes.
Before we got the awesome call from The Voice, follow Kelly at Kelly Incognita.
Talking about horrible.
On the Twitter.
Sandy Rios.
Sandy Rios of the American Family Association. Because, you know, families hate gay people.
Yeah. The hate group. Are they a hate group?
I don't know if they... Maybe. I think they may have officially been designated a hate group. I'm not sure.
Congratulations, assholes.
I know that Tony Perkins's mini fuckwad group, the FRC, Family Research Council, is that his?
Yes.
They have been designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an actual hate group.
Good job, dickheads.
I'm not sure if the AFA has. I'm thinking probably, because they're pretty virulently anti-gay.
Right.
So here's Sandy Rios talking about the Duggar situation and the Hastert situation. You know, it all means something, Ryan.
Oh, I know.
And here is a little bit of, this one's going to be loud. And here we go. Oops. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Technical difficulties here. We'll be with you in a moment. Sandy Rios, we know you're dying to hear her. Here she is.
Megyn Kelly interviewed the Duggars, Jim Bob and Michelle. And I would encourage you to watch that online. It really was very interesting. And, of course, very sad. But it's like the Denny Hastert story. It's
it's like the Denny Hastert story.
How is it like that?
Well, because a little kid got diddled and fucked.
Yeah, I guess.
And or fucked.
Well, I mean, Denny Hastert wasn't a child.
I mean, to you and I, that's the only similarity.
Right.
Sandy's going to find a different similarity here. I have
amazing.
A feeling.
God, there are so many things you could say about it, so many levels. I guess I could say, you know, Josh Duggar, what he did was wrong. But I think maybe even the verbiage in describing it doesn't describe the actual thing that happened. So that's why I think you should watch it. It's it does seem very much to me that they are, again, the subject of targeting.
Oh, they are the subject of targeting. The poor Duggars.
Tyranny.
The poor Duggars. The left wing is... First of all, who the fuck are the Duggars that the left wing would give a shit to launch an offensive against? Oh, my God. Right now, are you worried about the Duggars in American politics?
No.
I'm worried about Ted Cruz. I'm worried about fucking Mitch McConnell. I'm worried about...
the minimum wage. I'm worried about all kinds of bullshit.
Yeah, there are other real demons that are out there. A bunch of people who are famous for having really active genitalia is not somebody that the left fears.
Right, and you know why they're a target, though? Like, why? Because they are on TV because they supposedly have this amazing family.
Ugh.
And the TLC puts them on. Look at this amazing family. They got all these kids, but still they're able to function.
Really?
Well, they're not.
Do you think that's that's the right wing version of it.
Yes.
Do you think TLC is saying, oh, look at this beautiful, wonderful American family?
To the public.
I think TLC is saying, we're going to put this train wreck on television and we're going to make ad dollars off of it.
That's not what they do with the duck dicks. A&E or whoever has
that's
the A&E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
I mean, I bet, I don't know. I think they put them on there and say, hey, look, it's just crazy. There's so many people in this family.
Right. Well, absolutely. The only reason they're famous is because there were at the time 17 of them. Right?
You know, it's so weird that if TLC would put this on in the first place, why would this make him take it off? Because isn't this the kind of thing that they're hoping for?
On some level, yeah.
These heartless reality show people. You know, the I'd love to have seen the suits in the room trying to decide whether or not to get rid of the Duggars. Because it wasn't an easy decision for them.
Because they're like, can you imagine what the ratings are going to be?
They want to keep them.
When they tune in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This is like cutting away when you're watching NASCAR from a wreck.
It's like those fucking Kardashians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They love the fact that Caitlyn is going on, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, because they all get to, you know, although one of the more heinous clips I saw a couple seconds of was that Kris Jenner. God, she's so gross.
Is that the wife?
Yeah. Former Kardashian. The scene from their horrible show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Is that the show?
Keeping Up Appearances.
And it was her and Bruce, and she was crying and all upset about this transition that's going on. It was all about her. It was so disgusting. There was not the tiniest bit of, oh, my God, you've been going through this for your entire life.
Someone says to
you, we're divorcing, but I'm a little happy that you're happy now.
Absolutely. Someone says to you, I've been struggling with my gender my whole life. I'm not who I should be. So I'm going through all this shit to change it. You're going to make it about you?
Oh, and she couldn't.
That's insane.
It just comes up on, it makes me, I don't know what to do. And it's just so, it blindsided us. And, you know, this is.
Are they divorced?
I look at the man that I miss. She, at one of the part, the end of it, she's like, I miss Bruce. Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Bullshit.
You don't miss shit.
Right.
You miss your old cheekbones the way they used to be before you put collagen in your fucking face.
Lots of work.
Oh, really? Has she?
The daughter. The daughter's 17 years old. She's getting lip fillers.
How are they related to the Kardashians?
She was a Kardashian.
Oh, okay. Chris.
Chris was married to Daddy Kardashian, who was the friend of OJ. And Khloe, Khloeka, and Kim... Courtney, Kim, and Khloeka.
That is so many of them.
Are the actual Kardashians.
Oh, okay.
And the two younger daughters are Jenners.
Oh.
Kylie and Kumquat.
Oh, Kumquat.
Kylie and Kendall.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. I want to kill myself.
No,
that makes me want to kill myself.
Do it on Periscope.
That I know all the, that I could just name all the Kardashian slash.
I mean, really, I'm just waiting Jenners. Around. When, before the, you know, the Caitlyn Jenner thing, I imagine people are just watching that show, waiting for Kim's butt implants to blow out on TV. Right. We want that to happen live. Does she have butt implants or is she naturally that curvaceous?
I think there's shenanigans.
Oh, you don't think she naturally looks like that?
I don't know. No. 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 Not by any stretch of the imagination. No. If the 17-year-old is getting lip implants.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or lip fillers.
How old is Kim now? Is she 30, 35, 40 years old?
I don't know. She's getting up there. She's getting up. You know, she's...
Probably 20.
She's duggering again. Her vagina's in full bloom again. Did you hear that?
She has kids.
They have one with Kanye, right? Yeah. And allegedly she's going to have a second one now.
I thought Kim Kardashian was married to a fucking football player. She's married to Kanye.
Kanye West.
God, I'm out of touch.
But, you know, there's a lot of...
What do you
mean?
The
rumor mills are pretty strong about that whole...
Which is?
That he likes the penis. And that it's a big beard thing, yeah.
Kanye likes cock.
There's a lot of
holy shit.
A lot of rumors going around that. Well, for one, it was in the tabloids, just the regular tabloids, that he's been living in Paris for the last 6 months. He barely even sees her.
Paris. Kanye lives in Paris.
Yeah, they don't live together hardly.
I mean, I wouldn't live in L.A. if you're rich as fuck. Yeah, you're gonna live here.
I think a lot of people are alleging that it's, you know, it's a Hollywood marriage.
It's a sham. We're being sold a bill of goods.
Her first one was absolutely a sham. She got paid how many millions of dollars to show off that first ridiculous wedding that lasted 30 days? 30 days her marriage lasted.
What's the most insane marriage in Hollywood? We're getting into Hollywood Hick territory right now.
Hollywood Hick on the 7th, 7 yeah. p.m., 7 a.m. here, streaming crabdiving.com/live.
Had Jack Nicholson married Laura Flynn Boyle, that would have been the craziest fucking marriage.
Right. There's a lot out there.
Yeah.
Bieber and What's-Her-Face, just last weekend, they were trending on the Twitter. I was like, why are Bieber and Selena Gomez trending on Twitter? And sure enough, they twatted out or Instagrammed out, yes, or Snapchatted or cunt chatted out or whatever the fuck they were on.
I think it's Snapchatted.
Some picture of the two of them together, and the Twitter sphere went nuts. Oh, the world's going to stop because those two idiots are back together.
I always thought it'd be funny if some star like Alan Alda would marry a Kardashian or into that family. He married Kim Kardashian.
But we need like a Duggar to marry into the Kardashians. That's what we need.
Right. But you don't think it'd be funny to watch Alan Alda on that reality show just beside himself?
Oh, a big liberal, like, you mean? Or, yeah.
Well, you know, he's a serious intellectual actor. He's an intellectual, you know?
Somebody with a brain, stick him into the Kardashian world.
I wrote the Four Seasons.
I'm not sure whether I should wear gold or silver.
I want to be in one of your movies. Can I be? They find, oh my God, that's the reality show. Alan Alda is writing a script. It's not, you know, not thinking anything. All of a sudden, Kim finds it and someone reads it to her.
Right?
And she's like, I want to play Beatrice. And Alan's like, well,
I'm playing Hedda Gabler.
No. See, like, I'm surprised that doesn't happen, because if I'm an evil fuckwad Broadway producer, I'm like, yeah, let's put Kim Kardashian.
You and I helped lay tile for an evil fuckwad Hollywood producer.
Yes.
Who produced a movie where fucking Paris Hilton was in it and sang.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously.
Did you ever watch that?
They do that. I've watched clips of it. God. That's the.
I tried to watch it.
Yeah, the something opera.
The opera of the.
The rock opera. Some kind of rock opera. Repo.
Repo Man.
Repo. The it's rock not, opera.
Repo Man is there. Hey, but you know,
agonizing.
You know what the sad part of that movie is? It's the fact that What's-Her-Face, who for years started on Broadway in Phantom of the Opera and different, had all this great theater career. And this is what she gets to do as a movie, this shit project. You know what I'm talking about?
Andrew Lloyd Webber's
no,
ex?
No, I don't know if she was married to Andrew Lloyd Webber. The chick who originated the role of the female lead in Phantom of the Opera.
Right. And I'm trying to think of her name.
Oh, God. Guys, if you know, 323-601-LIBS or just tweet us.
Right. The original Broadway cast of Phantom of the Opera. Sarah Brightman. Yeah, she was married to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, was she?
For a long time, yeah.
Is that sad to you that, like, she was in that movie? I mean, that's the movie.
Well, yeah.
She's so talented. Right. She's so fucking talented. Right. She's what Paris Hilton.
Right.
Not even like with a, like, it'd be one thing if she was with an actor, a great actor who maybe couldn't sing that great, you know. That'd be one compromise to have for her.
It was called Repo the Genetic Opera. Here's a little bit of it.
Oh, really? Awesome. Nice work.
One second.
Uccello fatale di enorme gramaggio.
Skipping ahead. Skipping ahead.
All right, just pause it. Can you pause it for 1 second? Because, listen, what she's doing, that's very weird. I don't know what's going on, but you have to admit, the vocals are just fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, she's an amazing singer. But
when does Paris Hilton show up?
Do you remember this guy thought that this was going to be like the next Rocky Horror Picture Show? Remember that? He actually thought that that's where that was going to go.
This guy was a monster. At what point does Paris Hilton have a part in this? Because this to me sounds like you need opera singers. It's hard.
Repo the genetic opera. The genetic opera. So it shows you right there that you know, I mean, somebody like that will just go ahead and...
Good fucking God.
And use anybody. Wait, here's...
Submarket. Sometimes I wonder why I ever got in Blood Market.
That was one of the great songs.
Right? Is this what happened is people sell off their body to science before they're dead. And so if they can't pay the bill, someone's like, hey, I'm going to repossess that liver. I'm going to cut it out. That's the musical. Boom.
I guess. Yeah, I don't remember.
Blood Market.
Coming in at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen, at billboard.com. It's Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violin, living it up in the city.
Number 5, ladies and gentlemen, on the Billboard Hot 100, Mark Ronson.
That's the best one, probably.
Featuring Uptown Funk.
So their other songs are technically better than this?
This re-entered, right? Wow, this was out of the top 5 last week.
There must be amazing songs.
Came back up to number 5 from number 6 last week.
I'm excited to hear the top 5. It must be great this
Uptown
week.
Funk.
What's next?
Strap in. Number 5, ladies and gentlemen, is Walk the Moon. With the song that sounds quite 80s-ish, Shut Up and Dance. As soon as it loads. In a minute.
Why is I like this song, kind of. I mean, I don't know. I like Rick Springfield, man. I remember him. He was great.
Rick Springfield.
Really does sound like a Rick Springfield song. A lot of people.
All right, you want to know the secret to getting a Ferrari or a Lamborghini like this?
I don't know what's happening.
Drop out of college.
Well, fuck you. Is this an
Actually,
ad?
I'm just kidding. It's going to give me a lot of trouble, I know, to say that. But
I don't know what's happening. Where that audio is. Here we go. Shut up and dance. Dance.
It's a good song.
Not a bad song for the way the top five.
Get ready for some real stinkers.
Go at number three, ladies and gentlemen. The slightly repetitive Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. With Trap Queen. Man, I swear I love her how she worked that damn pole. Hit the strip.
Are you looking at the lyrics?
Look at the lyrics. And I get high with my baby. I just left the mall. I'm getting fly with my baby. Yeah. And I get right with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pots with my baby.
I be in the kitchen. I am in the kitchen.
I'm reading the lyrics, man. Don't fuck with Fetty Wap's poetry.
By the way, fan of the show, Dominic Rios, loves the top five.
Shout out to Dominic Rios. Hey, what's up, Dominic?
He hasn't been able to listen lately, though.
Because his ears start bleeding with all this bullshit?
No, his wife's always around or something.
Oh,
we don't
say bad words.
We don't get listened to around the wives and girlfriends. Damn.
Coming in at number two, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift featuring Kendrick Lamar with Bad Blood.
So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at. We was OG like DOC. Remember that? My TOC was
quite. The siren is live in Koreatown. That's not part of the song. Another
there must be something burning. While we're doing this fucking radio show, Rome is burning.
O-D-I-D my facts. Now POV of you and me, similar Iraq.
See, I like that part.
Do you? I like it. You know, it's just, I don't know.
Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar.
It sucks.
And that is none other than Taylor Swift.
I have been listening to the Kendrick Lamar station on my Pandora.
Have you?
And I've been enjoying it, but I don't like this song.
You don't like that song?
No.
Number one song in the world, in the nation, according to the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen, from the Furious 7 soundtrack, Wiz Khalifa, featuring Charlie Puth with See You Again.
Is this number two?
One. Number one song in the nation, ladies and gentlemen, from the Furious 7 soundtrack.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. Become a long way where we began.
Can you rhyme again with friend?
He did.
But can you?
He just did.
Would you?
Probably not. Here's Wiz's part.
Lazy.
Can we not talk about family? We family's all that we got. Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gonna be with me for the last ride.
See, I like that part.
It's been a long time.
And then this other guy comes in.
Don't care about family. With family's all you got.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The top five songs according to the Billboard Hot Fucking 100.
Congratulations to everyone involved in the music industry.
Billboard.com.
You guys are doing a bang-up job. Thank you.
Congratulations. Hot country songs. Still.
Yummy.
At number one is that lesbitastic Girl Crush.
Oh, I thought the last one was number one.
By, what?
I thought that last one was number one.
That was. This is the country chart.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is America's Real Music.
Oh, shit.
Where, you know, the Duggars. This is probably what the Duggars.
Well, fuck you.
Actually, I don't know that the Duggars would be listening to this one, because this is that one song where the...
Oh, no.
There's controversy because she's talking about having a girl crush. It's Little Big Town with the song called... Girl Crush.
Perfect.
Starting in 3, 2, and 1, and the 0. Here it is.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down.
You know the lyrics to this one, too?
No, I'm looking at the lyric video.
They're all
on
the screen.
Yeah, it's the lyric video.
Like, God damn.
Little girl, little big town by Girl Crush, ladies and germs, is the number one.
I've got a girl. When's Willie Nelson going to cover it?
Yeah, I got a girl crush.
Is that a good song? Do you like that? It's a good song.
It was all right. I mean,
I don't even know what I like anymore.
I'm sure it would, if I was still in the country band.
You guys would be playing the shit out of that.
Playing that. Do you want to hear what the number one hot Christian song
absolutely
on the top of the Christian charts
by Striper?
Maybe what the Duggars are touching themselves into, although I guess they're not allowed to do that. This is Need to Breathe, Brother featuring Gavin DeGraw. Some guy's name is Brother. Understand one word.
It's brilliant. I mean, who knows what this guy's singing
about? Did you
about?
Understand a word he said?
Yeah.
Come on, Adam Rashi, bro.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of the parents on the Peanuts cartoon.
He's talking about Jesus.
Little. I heard the word little.
Right.
Like a bull chasing a matador.
Oh, how horrible. How horrible that bullfighting thing.
Far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone.
I mean, I gotta say, as Christian ninny songs go, this is one of the fewer...
Well, this is this guy selling out, dude.
Least obnoxious, right?
Yeah, this don't guy is like, I'm tired of trying to make it as mainstream. I'm going to just mention Jesus in my lyrics that no one can understand anyway every now and then. Right. You know what I mean? He's making a buck.
If you just change it to I love Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't finish with Sandy Rios, did we? Here, we've only got a couple minutes left. Let's finish with Sandy Rios.
Sandy!
In order to completely destroy the family, it's just an amazing thing. I wish you could hear the whole thing, but I don't have time to play it today, so I suggest you go online and see what you think, regardless of how you feel about the Duggar family. But surely, surely there's something should go off in someone's head about the way in which conservatives, social conservatives, are being sort of systematically targeted. And
systematically targeted. Dennis Hastert is being systematically targeted. Poor little Josh Duggar is being systematically targeted.
You know who's being systematically targeted? Kids.
Right. It's like a bunch
by Republicans.
Like a bunch of lefties snuck into the Duggar house, grabbed one of his sisters, and rubbed her vagina all over poor Josh's hand.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Or a bunch of liberals snuck in to the locker room in high school and pushed a little wrestler ass up against...
Right. Which liberal?
Hastert.
Who did that? Was it Lawrence O'Donnell?
They're being targeted.
Yes,
targeted.
Eagle.
Maybe they're being targeted because they did some heinous shit, you bag.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to happen. I mean, it's been happening for a very long time. You know, our records are not safe with phone companies. This is what I've said before. I said this yesterday. Are you kidding me? You think that this out-of-control Valerie Jarrett crowd can't get a hold of, Comcast slash whatever phone company fill-in-the-blank?
She's talking about the fact that the records were leaked illegally.
Right.
You know, that's what they're upset about. They're not upset about any diddling or duggering.
Right.
They're upset about, they let Josh's transcript out.
It's amazing. Nobody talks about the victims.
Records? You think they won't cooperate? Of course they'll cooperate. You know, this ties into a little bit. I do want to touch on the Duggar situation, and I'll do that in just a second. But the whole thing about Josh Duggar, you know, this information was leaked. This information about his conduct as a 14-year-old was leaked illegally.
15, by the way, we found out it extended till when he was 15.
Yeah.
We got to wrap it up here. But her point is, again, these assholes on the right.
It's insane.
It's they're ignoring the girls, the victims, and, you know, they're fine. Don't worry about it. It was over their pants. They were sleeping. Who cares?
Good God. I mean, that's crazy what he said.
And that
it was over the clothes.
And Josh is the poor victim of the evil left wing hate wads.
Hey, listen, those quiverful people, you better sleep in some, like, one of those hyperspace things.
Oh, yeah. I'd
in a glass tube.
Wrap myself in plastic and get a big dog.
Or maybe you'd run away.
Or, I was going to say put hot sauce on your vagina, but that would probably not be pleasant for you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday live.
We have solutions to your problems.
Here on crabdiving.com. Don't forget to download us as a podcast. We're available at Stitcher, iTunes, and at crabdiving.com. If you find us on the Stitcher or the iTunes, hey, leave us a leave us a good review. And shit, leave us 5 stars. We appreciate your help there. Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. Find out where he's going to be doing some of his stand-up comedy. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so vile.
And everything and anything is at CrabDiving.com. CrabDiving.com/live is a 24-hour stream.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, motherfuckers.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.